Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you tonight for taking time out of your busy schedules for joining me on the show. I tell you, we have a wonderful show prepared for you tonight. The topic is just so key. It goes along with everything that I've been saying all year long. It's time to stop existing. It's time to stop procrastinating. It's time to stop coming up with the excuses. So the topic tonight is being the super you. It's time to come out of the ordinary, just humdrum, drawn out, just doing the same old thing over and over again and being in a complacent place. God has called you to be super. You're extraordinary. You're not ordinary. So the topic tonight is being the super you. Our show tonight is brought to you by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound is not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, they're your one-stop source for business promotional products, custom promotional products, corporate gifts, personalized T-shirts, coffee mugs, whatever it is you need that's customized, they can do it. And also we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much more. Again, we are back to our show with the topic of being the super you. We have an amazing guest tonight on with us. Her name is Tracy R. Neal. Tracy is who I call the super mom. She is running two businesses. She's an author. She's an entrepreneur. She's a consultant. So with all that said, I would like to welcome this powerful, powerful, and awesome woman of God, Miss Tracy R. Neal, to our show. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Aaliyah. I want to thank you for inviting me as a guest to your show. I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so very welcome. So tell my listeners today, who is Tracy R. Neal? Tell us who you are.
Well, I am, first of all, a devout woman of God. I love the Lord, number one. I also have roots in Southern Alabama. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Lower
right.
Alabama. Yes. I'm a mom, as you mentioned, entrepreneur, innovator, and disruptor. So I wanted to add that to it as well.
Okay.
As a child, as a child, I've always thought outside the box and questioned things. So I wanted to add that extra adjective to my intro that you did for me.
All right. Innovator and disruptor, you said?
Yes, disruptor.
Because you're disrupting that norm and making things happen. Is that
Absolutely.
Why you called it that?
Absolutely. I say there, people give either reasons or results. There's no in between. Do it.
Walk in your purpose.
Walk in your purpose, you know?
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. So tell us, what motivated you to move into pursuing your purpose and your passion? What motivated you to just move forward in that and not just settle?
Well, back in 2011, late 2011 and 2012, I went through a major life change during that period.
Okay.
I went through a divorce after 18 years of marriage. And going through that process, I knew it was time to pursue my passion of helping women and children. you know. The Lord had been prompting me, like, over the last 15 years to step out and write the book and start my own business, you know. You know. But that fear that everybody feels, right, that fear is set in. So, you know, I decided to focus that energy, that I, you know, that negative energy that I was feeling into something positive, and I wrote the children's book.
Oh, right. All right. And, you know, you said something that is so key. People allow fear to put them in a place of stagnancy. It's like they just kind of, they're just sitting, and they're not happy, but they're not moving. And it's like if you put that same energy into making things happen, whether it's to research what your heart's desire is, whether it's to try to meet other people that's doing what it is that you want to do, it can be done. But you got to move. God says, if you take a step, you know, all you have to do is take a step, and he's going to be with you. He is going to dwell with you. He's going to open up the doors, but all he needs you to do is take a step. Take a step. I love it.
Absolutely. I can agree with you more. I mean, every step that I've taken, he's opened doors. He put the right people in my path, you know, so I can agree more. Yeah.
Now, the topic tonight, being the super you, what does our topic mean to you, Tracy? What does that topic, what does that say to you?
I'll refer back to the book. That's My Super Mommy. I forgot to name the book. In our children's eyes, all parents are superheroes to them. You know, they admire us, they look up to us. And it's not because they think we have superpowers or anything like that, but they do believe we can do anything. They do.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch, you know, they watch everything that we do. So it's our responsibility to set and instill these spiritual foundations in them, and they won't stray far from them in their teenage years all the way into adulthood.
Right. True. So, that is so true. So you just said, you know what? I have children that are watching me. I have children that I have to show that it can be done. And so I got to lead by example and not just say, do as I say and not as I do. I'm going to do it and show them how it's done.
Absolutely. I have three. So they're all watching me at different ages. They're all watching. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we all have seeds of greatness in us that we have to ignite if we want to walk in our true God-given purpose and assignment. And, you know, when our children see us walking in our purpose, then they know that nothing's impossible when God's in it, period, you know?
That is true. And one of the things that was so key that you said I had a life-changing situation, but I took that same energy that was, you know, living in fear and moving forward. And one thing that you did was you had a mind shift. And even that goes along with the scripture in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And so you renewed your mind and said, Lord, I'm not going to allow this fear to make me just sit here and just exist. I'm going to live the life you created for me, and I'm going to be the super mom to my children, for my children, and for the legacy that I'm living for them and creating for them.
That's right. That's exactly what I did. And you know, sometimes, Aaliyah, people need that jolt, that life-changing event, you know, to get closer to God and to really search, do some soul searching and find out what their purpose is if they don't know, you know?
Yes, that is so true. So very true. And sometimes people don't tend to step out on faith until there's a change, like you just said, until something changes, or, you know, for some people is the job folds, or for some people they may have to go through some change that takes them out that comfort level, and they say, you know what, okay, I'm not going to sit here and dwell in this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that and I'm going to move forward by, and I'm going to walk by faith. Because that's what faith is, not understanding it, but saying, God, you know what? I don't understand, but I trust you. I trust you. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you know, go ahead. Go ahead.
So you said you have three children. What are their ages?
I have a 20-year-old. She'll be 20 next week. a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Wow. So you have one in college and two babies.
Yeah. Yep. One in college and two babies. Yes. Two little boys and the oldest is a daughter. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And you said, even though I have these two babies and one in college, I'm doing what I have to do to live a legacy and leave a legacy for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're about to expound upon something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was saying that the children watch us, but as I go through this process and have gone through several phases of this process, there are other adults, men and women, who are watching as well. So that
mm-hmm.
was a little surprising to me because, you know, you're in your own world sometimes and you don't realize mm-hmm. a lot of people are watching your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, it makes me think about also in 2 Corinthians 12:10, it says, for the sake of Christ, then I am content in my weakness. But then it says, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. So you drew your strength from him, and you said, I got to get this done because someone else is counting on me, not only my children, but somebody else is looking at me, and they may be drawing from watching me saying, hey, if she can do that, I know I can. So you said, let me get my second win and move forward.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So what are some of the accomplishments that you've accomplished since you decided, you know what, I'm going to do this. I am going to move forward by faith, and I'm going to live on purpose. I'm going to be this super person, this super mom, this super entrepreneur, this super innovator, and this super, what was the last thing you call yourself?
Disruptor.
Disruptor, yes. What are some of the things you've accomplished, you know, just to share? Because like, as you said, there's someone else that's listening or they'll listen to the recording that is going to hit something for them that says, you know what, hey, I can do this, you know. So what are some of the things that you've accomplished as you move forward? Well, even in your lifetime, what are some of your accomplishments, just to share, you know, some of your accomplishments?
Okay, well, I went to Emory University here in Atlanta and got
mm-hmm.
a bachelor's in accounting
mm-hmm.
and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and got my master's degree in project management and IT from George Washington University in D.C.
Okay.
And, you know, it was so interesting. Once I changed my mindset, Aaliyah, the Lord
mm-hmm.
started imparting ideas and inventions into me.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to have a notepad on my nightstand. I would wake up in the middle of the night and just write down ideas. Isn't that amazing? Isn't he amazing?
It is, and I can relate because that's how On Fire and Inspire the book came about. So I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
I can definitely relate.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, so out of some of those ideas, I still have a notebook full of ideas. You know, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I wrote the children's book. I wrote that last
mm-hmm.
year. I started two companies in January, two companies. Tracy Dillon
mm-hmm.
Company and then Trust Intellect, which is a global consulting firm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was also inducted into the National Association of Professional Women, VIP Women of the Year Circle last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the God in me. It's him. It's all him. I also created a software application that's been copywritten. It's an interface collaborative software that sits on top of Microsoft SharePoint. So I created. I developed an app, an Android app, that's called Sneak It. And yeah, it's called Sneak It. It's a texting app. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a texting app. Yeah. And then I also created a smoothie product, a health product called Vivid Fruit. It's been trademarked.
Okay.
And then I also created a yoga product that's in patent pending status right now.
All right. You've been busy, lady. You have been busy.
Yes.
You
He's
have
good.
Been busy. Yes. And so, you know, if you just get still and you just allow the Lord to talk to you, I'm telling you, you will say, wow, you've been telling me this all along. Because a lot of times people are doing some of the things, because I have been motivating people all my life. I have been encouraging people all my life. And, you know, it wasn't until I was still enough to understand that a part of my purpose I was already doing. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Yeah. But I was too busy to realize it. I was too busy to realize it. And so,
you didn't even know.
Right. Right. You don't even know. You have no clue. And so, you know, you don't realize the impact that you could be making if you would just be still. Just be still and just live life. Be still enough to enjoy. I'm going to tell you, I used to be so busy, I didn't even take the time to look at the skies and see the sunrise and the sunset. Those type of things are amazing to me now. Now that I have shifted my mindset, and I'm telling you, things you allow, you don't allow things to just happen. You say, God, okay, what is it you want me to do today? You have your hand in it, and I'm telling you, every time you allow him to have his hand in it, it's done. It's a done deal. Everything that you try to do.
It
so
is.
We're going to take
just walking.
Quick.
You're just walking in your purpose, you know, just going through the process. And we already have the victory. That's what people don't realize. We already have it, you know?
I tell people all the time, it's a fixed fight. They didn't even know it. It's a fixed fight. He's already won it for you. So it's already in your favor because it's already been won for you. Yes.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do real quickly, we're going to take a pause for our sponsors. So bear with me just a moment. We pause for the cause, okay?
Okay.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
All right, that was from our sponsor, Alexandra Townsend, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. That is a powerful, powerful book of how the Lord delivered her son from the stronghold of alcoholism for over 10 years. And so it's a powerful testimony and a book of healing that can bring restoration to so many. So you definitely want to get your copy of that book. Now, we are back. Our topic tonight is being the super you. You're not just ordinary. You are extraordinary. And we have Miss Super Mom, entrepreneur, innovator, and what's the last thing you said?
Disruptor.
Disruptor. Super disruptor. I like it. Disruptor. Because she doesn't allow the norm to just handle her. She disrupts it, and she moves forward in her greatness. Being the super person that she is. And so we have Miss Tracy Arnett as our guest tonight. So welcome back to On Fire to Inspire, Tracy. I tell you, you know, hearing your story has been such an inspiration. So for those of you who are just joining us, we have Tracy Arneal with us. She is author, mom. She has two businesses. She has created so many things. And so if you are just joining us, you can listen to the recording if you missed any of the show. But, I mean, there are so many things that she's done when she shifted her mindset from being in a place of stagnation and complacency and moving forward in the power and the extraordinary person that she truly is. I tell you, it's just taking me to another place of my fire being reignited all over again. So I just thank you so much for taking the time out for joining us tonight, because you never know who you're sharing with, who's listening or who's going to listen. They're saying, wow, she was married 18 years. She has three children, a 20-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and she's doing all that she's doing. I have one child, or my children are grown. I can do this. If she can do this, I can do this. So thank you again for joining us tonight. So my question to you now is, what advice would you give a person that is just at that place of, you know, they're just stagnant, they're just existing, they're just, you know, I've been married for 30 years and I don't know what I want to do, and I've just been doing the same old job and I hate my job. And what do you tell that person that's just, they're just existing, they're not living? What do you tell that person, Tracy?
Well, you know what? I tell them what I tell myself every day, because it's a process, you know. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Okay? We really have to walk by faith, like you said earlier, and he'll make the crooked places straight. He'll put the right people in your path. He will do it. He is faithful. Yes. He is faithful. You know, and you have to establish and maintain a strong relationship with him, a strong prayer life, daily prayer, daily, right? And, I mean, you really have to live by the word. People have to see living it, walking in the word, not just saying the word, right? You have to live the word. Yes.
And it starts with a shifting of the mind. Because you cannot go in with that same broken mindset and think you're going to walk in power. You're not. You have to understand that you are victorious. You are redeemed. You are triumphant. And you are that extraordinary person that is, that true greatness is already in you. All you have to do is walk in it.
That's,
you know,
right.
I tell people all the time, they're like, well, you know, what's your nickname? I said, well, everybody call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, but I call myself a purpose midwife. They said, a purpose midwife, you deliver babies? I said, no, I don't deliver babies. I deliver purpose. I help people realize who they are. I help you realize you're powerful. You're great. You're extraordinary. You're marvelous. You're magnificent. I need you to look in the mirror and see yourself as the Father sees you. You are all that and then some. And I need you to understand that. And I need you, you know, some people can't even look in the mirror and tell themselves, you're awesome. I love you.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do that because they've been given, you know, so many, they've been through so many things. But you know what? Your circumstance doesn't make you. Your circumstance does not define who you are. Your circumstance does not dictate anything, whether it's your future or your present. It doesn't dictate anything. All you got to do is shift your mind.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes on God. You got to keep your eyes on him.
Yes.
Seek the kingdom, and you won't fail. He won't let you fail. He won't.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Tracy, your book, the name of your book is, tell us the name of your book.
That's My Super Mommy.
That's My Super Mommy. I love it. And it's your first children's book, and it's entitled That's My Super Mommy. And how would our listeners get a copy of your Super Mommy book?
Well, it's available at Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's And it's also available at Barnes & Noble. So pick up a copy.
All right, all right. Love it, love it, love it. And how do they follow you as well?
Well, I'm on Twitter under Tracy_Neal.
Okay.
And then you can find me on Facebook, Tracy Neal. I'm smiling, cheesy, holding my book in front of me.
All right. So I'm on Facebook.
Can you see it? Yeah, I'm on Facebook as well.
Okay, on Facebook you're Tracy Neal, and on Twitter you said you were Tracy_Neal. Okay,
that's right. And then you can find me on LinkedIn. And then I also have a website, www.tracyneal.com.
All right, and your LinkedIn, are you on there as Tracy_Neal or Tracy R. Neal?
I'm Tracy Neal.
Okay.
On LinkedIn.
Are you on Periscope?
I'm not on Periscope yet. I need to get with the program.
Yes, girl, you gotta get on Periscope, girl.
I need to move quickly, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you do. You do. Now, so we're going to open up the phone lines, so if anyone has any questions, you have any comments, press 1, and we're going to bring you live with us. We actually have someone pressing the button already, so here we go.
Awesome.
Good evening. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Aaliyah and Tracy. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hey, it's an unstoppable day, Aaliyah. It's Terrence, the unstoppable Coach Lethbridge, checking in on the show tonight. How are you, young lady?
We are great. How are you, Mr. Unstoppable Coach?
I am doing blessed. Tracy Neal, welcome, welcome. How are you this evening as well?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm unstoppable. I am enjoying this show. You know, every time I get a chance to listen to the show, I just get my fire just ignited even more with the great conversation that you guys have. So thank you so much for the platform and continuing to inspire people to be on fire. I just had a quick question for you, Tracy, because you're doing everything. You're a super mom. You're a super author. You're a super inventor. And, you know, just looking at the picture of the two of you, you're both super beautiful women. You're very welcome. Where do you find the balance? You know, that song was out there a long time ago, and I might be dating myself. I'm not your superwoman. And that song was the woman who was pleading to not have to be everything. But with you doing everything now that you did, with all the accomplishments that you've been having, how do you find the balance in your life? How do you keep grounded for yourself as well as for your family?
Well, the Lord actually was pacing the ideas as he gave them to me. So he was actually pacing the process. So he's amazing. When it comes to me actually doing me time, I must say it is a challenge at this point, because within the last 8 months, I started 2 companies. So I should have paced those 2 companies a little bit better, but the ideas and the inventions, the Lord was pacing those like every 3 months, every 6 months, do this, do that. I mean, he was ordering my steps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Great answer. And again, you know, with everything that's going on, and I'm sure with everybody who's going to be listening, who's listening live or listening to the replay, that's really going to be important, because when God moves, he does move. And sometimes we got to catch our breath, because sometimes he hits us with it like boom, 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 and you just got to, you know, hold on to the hem of that garment, not for the blessing, but just to keep up with God sometimes. So it's always important to have that balance. So have that balance in all the things that you're doing, so that you can continue to have that strength to go on to the next pace thing that God has in your life. So
absolutely, absolutely. And you know, some of my family members have, as they've seen the momentum, they've actually stepped in and surprised me with, you know, hey, it's time for you to go get a massage. I think you should go pamper yourself. So as I say, you know, people are watching me, and they're like, wow, she really is doing what she said she was going to do. You know, she really is hearing from the Lord. So let me help out where I can. So it's
Isn't
amazing.
Isn't that fabulous? Isn't
yeah.
it amazing what people, how people will get on the bandwagon when they see what you, if, when they see things happen instead of hearing things happen?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So true. So true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, that was my question. I just wanted to chime in and say I'm enjoying the show. Queen Aaliyah doing a fabulous job keeping us on fire and inspired, and blessings to both of you ladies.
Oh,
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a
good
one. Okay.
All right, we are listening to On Fire to Inspire with our wonderful guest, Ms. Tracy R. Neal. If you have a question or comment, press 1 now, and you will be able to speak with us live and in person. Press 1 if you have a question or comment. We thank Mr. Unstoppable Coach. I actually had the honor of being on his platform, and his platform, Tracy, is actually is a form of, well, you see the face-to-face.
Skype?
It's not, no, it's not Skype. It starts with an H. Hangouts. It's a form of Hangouts because you can actually see the person. So he could actually see me. I could see him. And so
right.
people join the conversation, and they could actually see us while we were talking. So that was actually a wonderful, wonderful experience. That was my first experience like that other than actually being on TV. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Great platform. He had so much energy. And just like he said, listening to the conversation with us is actually sparking him. I tell you, when you're the one always motivating others, you get in a place where you can be as much as possible to keep you motivated so you can continue to pour into other people. I praise God that I'm able to be that vessel for him tonight. And I thank you again for listening in, Mr. Unstoppable Coach Terrence Leverage. we have all these people on the line, and everybody's being bashful tonight. You're not going to press 1 and have a comment or question for Tracy or myself? Well, Tracy, one thing I do want to say, I commend you for, you know, taking the time to say, you know what, this shift has to be made, and it has to be made now, because so many people just sit on their hands, and they sit on their gifts, and they sit on their talents. But you said, no, God has shown me what I need to do, and I'm going to do it. And so
yeah.
I really commend you for that. I commend you for
Thank
that. Many,
you.
Many don't. And you know what? I think I'm going to play this piece from On Fire to Inspire, the book. And it's actually a piece called Full Potential. And so many people are not reaching their full potential. So give me a moment. I'm going to go ahead and load that because I really feel like someone needs to hear that tonight.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Potential is defined as the amount of ability that you have to achieve something. Do you know your full potential? Dig deep and ask yourself, what am I capable of? Next, ask what is it that I want out of my life? Now, ask these questions. Have I set any goals? If not, why not? If so, how am I going to reach these goals? Ask the Lord to give you your true purpose. Once he gives it to you, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit on your talent? Are you going to live on shoulda, coulda, woulda? No, you are a child of the King. You must know this so that you can reach out and grab what is yours. It's yours for the asking. Live each day like it's your last. Dare to dream. You have so much potential in you that you could be the next Oprah Winfrey, the next Bill Cosby, the next Michelle Obama, the next Michael Phelps, and even bigger. Don't put yourself in a box. God has created greatness in you. Let it spill over. Let it overflow. What is it that truly makes you happy? What makes you smile? What lights up your countenance? Is it that potential that inside of you brings forth light? Let it out and trust God. No one said it's going to be easy. Guess what? Your journey will be a testimony for the next person to let him or her know that they can make it. It can be done. The next time you feel like you can't do something, dig deep, lift your head up high, and say, Father, with you, I can do all things. I know that I can reach my full potential.
From All Fired and Inspired, the actual book, you know, CD of the book, where I do all 26 pieces, and all are God-given. As Tracy was saying, wake you up in the midnight hour, you have to keep a notepad by your bed. But there's someone who's sitting on their gifts, and God has so much greatness in you. And Tracy said, I'm going to step out, and I'm going to walk by faith. I'm not going to walk by sight because I don't understand what I see right now. This is new to me. This is something that I don't know. This is something that is completely out of the norm for me because my life has shifted, and now I'm no longer with the person that I was with for the last 18 years, but I still have children, and I have a legacy to fulfill, and I have a purpose to fulfill, and I have a legacy to leave for my children. So I got to step out. And I got to step forward.
Absolutely.
And I got to move forward. And so I tell you, someone needed to hear that tonight so that they can move forward and do as you are doing, moving forward in greatness. And I thank you so very much tonight for stopping by and gracing our platform with your talents, your gifts, and you're pushing someone else to that next level, and I thank you for it.
Oh, thank you. And that was beautiful. That piece was absolutely beautiful. Total alignment with what I was saying earlier. Complete alignment. That was beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny because I right as I was in my worship time right before the show, I heard the Lord say upload it. And so I uploaded it right on, and it was right on time with what you were saying. So I don't give myself any credit for anything I do, even down to the topics of the show. This is God's platform. All I am is the vessel that he uses. So thank you again.
Amen.
For coming in on the show. Did you have any final things that you would like to say, anything you would like want to leave with the listeners?
Step out. Truly walk by faith and not by sight. Because
uh-huh.
as I go through this journey, I still see stuff that I totally don't understand. So don't lean onto your own understanding because some of it won't make sense. But,
uh-huh.
you know, keep your eyes on God. He'll lead you. Just follow. Just follow him.
Amen, amen. Well, we would like to thank you again. And if you want to get Tracy's book, That's My Super Mommy, it is available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. Go out and get your copy of that book. Support her gifts, her talents, walking in purpose and on purpose. I tell you, she's doing some great things. And so you can reach her. You can follow her on Facebook as Tracy Neal. She's on Twitter as Tracy_Neal. LinkedIn is Tracy Neal. And then her website is TracyNeal.com. So you can follow Tracy, support her, and see in the big things that she has coming along because she is an innovator. She's creating things. And I tell you, she has moved me into another place as well tonight. So welcome again to the On Fire to Inspire, to the super you, because that's who you are now. You're not an ordinary person. Each and every person,
right.
Whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, you are not ordinary. You are extraordinary. And it's time for you
to walk by faith and not by sight. It's time for you to use your words to create. God created the earth. He created everything with words. So stop speaking death over your life. Start speaking what it is you want to see. Don't speak what you see. Speak what you want to see.
That's right.
And I promise you, you'll start seeing manifestation if you start making your words work for you and trust God and walk by faith. Thank you so much for listening tonight to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. We are here each and every week on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends, tell your family that it's time for them to stop existing, and it's time to start living the life that God called us to live. Have a great night. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.